I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Well, looks like, Lee, we truly live in a nation of kangaroo courts. A kangaroo justice system complete with a kangaroo Department of Justice, as we learned yesterday. To my surprise and delight, there was actually internal FBI pushback on the Mar-a-Lago raid. And you read in the details of this, these bombshell emails they never wanted found. It's shocking. That Mar-a-Lago raid was based on one anonymous source that was old. FBI agents pushed back saying they didn't have the constitutional right to do this raid. They didn't believe they had probable cause. What does this tell us? And what should this tell John Thune and Charles Grassley and everyone blocking Trump's nominations? Both judges who we desperately need to stop these kangaroo courts in blue states, and we'll get back into that in a minute, and most especially prosecutors, which they will not allow Trump to appoint to go after the deep state. The main people stopping Trump from going after the deep state right now are two people. If you're mad, don't get mad at Trump, get mad at John Thune and Charles Grassley, two supposed Republicans in the Senate. They will not allow Trump to appoint these people. They're using this stupid blue slip tradition, but I'm getting ahead of myself. One email revealed that the FBI's Washington field office did not believe that they had established probable cause for the search warrant for the classified records at Mar-a-Lago. The Department of Justice has opined that they do have probable cause to go and look at everything, basically. But the FBI didn't think so. The officials were worried about it, but a Biden Justice Department official overrode them at the FBI, saying he didn't give a damn about the optics.
No, that's what happens when you have a weaponized Department of Justice.
This is why I say, Lee, we have got to wake up about what we're up against. Yeah. Because the second he gets into that helicopter at the end of year four, mm-hmm. and he flies off, it's on again. None of us will be safe. And by that, I mean the entire Republican ecosystem. They were going to put them all in prison. We'd be watching their show trials now if Kamala Harris was elected. Yeah. What part of that Chuck Grassley and John Thune don't understand, unless they're compromised and they've got compromise on them, I don't know. This wasn't just about Trump. If you can raid Mar-a-Lago like they did on the word of one witness, that's it. Not hard evidence, an interview. The whole Republican Party's going to prison. I mean, I hope they understand that, or they'll be bankrupted in their show trials. We have to crush this. For Susie Wiles, who I hope is packing her bags now, chief of staff, to say this is retribution, when this breaks at the same time, she's deep state. She needs to go. Emails reveal senior agents at the FBI had doubts about the information they were receiving from the, let me say it again, one single source. So one person blasphemes against you. One. And they raid your home and you're the president? What will they do to the head of the RNC? What will they do to Alan Wilson, whose group was surveilled? Our own attorney general. Because he was, you know, he's a member of the Attorney General's Association, Republican Attorney General's Association. They were spying on them, on the RNC, on every vendor, on every pollster, on every strategist, on every law firm, on the RNC, on the Attorney General's, on Charlie Kirk, because he registered 3 million people. An absolute crime in Democrat world. They could get any of us, Lee, if all it takes is the word of one source who we don't even know yet. When we find that source, we're gonna, it's gonna be even more shocking. It's gonna be some Democrat. This is outrageous. And I mean, I'm glad to know the FBI fought it, or at least the agents in the Washington field office did. You know why they did? Let me tell you why. I'm not saying they're good people. They're like, holy cow, I could go to prison for this.
Exactly.
They're going to pin this on me. They're going to turn around and pin this on me. I don't want this pinned on me. I'm not. They're probably Democrats. They just don't want to go to prison. They knew this was wrong. Yeah. In the email, one of the agents writes, absent a witness coming forward with recent information, because remember, this interview wasn't even recent. We don't know how old, but right. It just says it wasn't recent. Absent a witness coming forward with recent information about classified data on site, at what point is it fair to table this? In other words, the FBI saying there's no there here. There's no there here.
Yeah.
It is time consuming for the team and it's not productive if there are no new facts supporting probable cause. So they have one witness. It's an old interview. And they're saying we don't have probable cause for this raid. Now, let me give you the background here, and I'll tell you why the FBI agents were so freaked out. This is what they're referring to. Remember how the classified documents in question got to Mar-a-Lago? Remember they got there. Oh, Trump stole them. No.
No.
No. Trump left without them. Yes. He was harassed and harangued by archives. Do you want this? Excuse me. Would you like to take this? Would you like this data, this classified? We could package up for you, send it to you. Would you like it? And Trump was not super enthusiastic. I mean, there was really no news. You know, kind of, they finally packaged it up and sent it to Mar-a-Lago. As soon as it got there, bam, raid.
Mm-hmm.
And it got even worse after the, I'm going to explain this to you further because our side's missing the context here. If you follow the Florida case as I did, the Florida case ground to a halt. This was the classified documents case against Trump in the summer of 2024. Why? Because Rosemary Collier, the judge in that case, caught the FBI lying. See, the order of the documents in the boxes was really important, right? Because it would have shown, okay, these documents are from, you know, late 2020. So that means that Trump would have classified them, right? The FBI testified in court, as did the DOJ. We haven't changed the order of the documents at all. We haven't touched them. They lied. And the attorney, not for Trump, but for another one of the defendants, caught it. And they were then forced to file more documents with the court, admitting they had perjured themselves at a felony level. They'd lied. They had changed the order of the documents. Those are crimes for normal people, but they're FBI, so I guess it's okay. And at that point, that's why the classified documents case leaked ground to a halt, and the judge, Rosemary Collier, began essentially trying the FBI and DOJ. They spent months, okay, explain to me again how you lied to me about the order of these documents, because if these documents are in a different order, not only did you tamper with the evidence, that's a felony, multiple felonies, actually, there's no case here. That's why these FBI agents were freaked out about raiding Mar-a-Lago. They knew they had nothing. Trump had been framed. They literally mailed him the classified documents, trifled with the evidence, put it out of order, and then raided his home. Now, what we don't know is, did the FBI, Lee, mess with the evidence before those boxes were sent to Mar-a-Lago, or did they do it during the raid to set him up? We don't know. But that's when the classified documents case broke down. And one of the most astonishing things I've ever seen is the DOJ and the FBI having to file court paperwork admitting, okay, we did tell you we didn't touch the order of those documents, which is the central part of her case, but we did. Sorry. That was it. That was the end of it. That's why the classified documents case ended. And now we find out they did not have probable cause. They had one interview, one with God knows who. It's going to be Democrat. It's going to be Democrat operative. Guarantee. We're going to laugh when we find out who it is. And it was old.
Who knows if it was even accurate?
Well, that's what the FBI agent's saying. They don't even know if what the person interviewed said, was saying was even true. You can't raid the former president's home on that. But if you can, and they did, we are all in big trouble. We need to wipe these agencies out. And I mean, it's got to be like now. It's got to be. Just, we've got to do this. We can't have Kash Patel running around pretending he's running a real agency. These people are coming for us like the hounds of hell. The second Trump is gone. So we might as well just get it over, clean these agencies out, fire them all, and start over again. And I'm sure some good people have to go too, because we don't know who you are. We can't do this anymore. It's got to end. Think about this. Anybody could be accused this way, Lee. Anybody.
No.
All it takes is one Democrat to bear false witness against you, make some stuff up, and your home gets raided. Wow. All is Susie Wiles pretends Trump's just on a retribution tour. I suspect, Lee, that she's actually soon going to be on a book tour. Ahead of her new stint on, shall we say, his traitorous chief of staff. Will it be, I'm sorry, MSNBC? Is that where the contract's with, or is it going to be CNN?
Yeah, it could be, Trump referred to it as the chicken news network.
Right. So is she going to, his chief of staff, who just totally betrayed him in that Vanity Fair interview. I mean, I'm wondering if she's going to get millions in her commentary contract, or is it going to be hundreds of thousands? Like, what do you pay for that kind of betrayal? What'd she sell him for? I don't know, but we're going to find out.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, shock has ensued, including from some on our side, who apparently live in deep dark caves and missed the last 4 to 5 years. Why is Trump blockading all of these oil tankers? Why would he do that? I don't know. It's so very confusing. As Trump ups the ante, ordering total and complete blockade of sanctioned Venezuela oil tankers, those going back and forth with Iran. Why is Trump doing this? We're so confused. Normally, we only use our military to help other countries that have no relation to our national security. What the heck is this? Why would Trump do this? I don't know, Martha. It's so confusing. I'm even hearing this on Fox News. I'm like, did y'all miss the last 4 years? Because I was sitting in this chair. Let's look at it from Trump's perspective, shall we? When Iran sends not one, not two, but three separate assassins to kill you, after putting not one, but two death fatwas on your head. Those are death orders. That'll get your attention. When Joe Biden, the Democrats and their staff have never had a single death threat or assassin sent against them from Iran, that'll get your attention. And why is that? Because Iran was given in total $300 billion, with a B, dollars by Joe Biden and the Biden regime. Doing what? Well, unleashing the profits, the oil trade. So this is really real to Trump. They tried to kill Pompeo. They tried to kill Bolton. They tried to kill his staff. And yes, they tried to kill him. But not to Democrats. Because they're in league. So what do you do if you're looking at a true, actual existential threat in this oil moving from Venezuela to Iran? What do you do? You go, wow, they're going to keep trying to kill Republicans. When it's not me, it's going to be J.D. Vance. What do you do? Wow, you look at that as a real national security threat. We've got morons on our side who can't understand this. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm so exhausted of these people. Well, we should be isolationists. Here, I'll let Christopher Wray explain it to you. Remember him, FBI director? How Iran tried to kill us and Trump staffers on our own soil with the oil money that they profited from because Joe Biden unleashed it. That oil was sanctioned by Congress. Not even the Republicans in this Congress. The Democrats ignored it because they were getting a cut. But more on that in a minute. Here's Christopher Wray. Let me remind you who Iran is, because there is no more direct threat than trying to kill Republicans, not Democrats, Republicans or Republican administration members on our own soil. Here's Christopher Wray under oath.
As the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, the Iranians, for instance, have directly or by hiring criminals mounted assassination attempts against dissidents mm-hmm. and high-ranking current and former U.S. government officials,
uh-huh.
including right here on American soil.
Uh-huh.
And along those lines, Hezbollah, Iran's primary strategic partner.
After Joe Biden unleashed in various tranches of cash $300 billion. So this is the money from the smuggling on these tankers that Trump is blockading. So for him, you know, when they try to kill you, it's kind of real. I bet he still wonders, as did Matt Gaetz before he left Congress, got a briefing from the Department of Homeland Security. We still don't know who inside the Department of Homeland Security. We all wonder, as do I, the third Iranian assassin. We caught him fleeing a country on a plane the weekend of Butler. Weird, right? Of all weekends. Very strange. Anyway. Yeah, this is a real national security threat. The realest we've used our military for in, gosh, I don't know, 2 decades? Good. Good. Let me remind you what's going on here. Iran was using the money that Joe Biden gave them by unleashing it because it had been frozen from this very oil trade that we have sanctioned and forbidden to build their nuclear arsenal. So when Trump is doing this, he didn't just destroy the nukes. He's cutting off the funds for the nuclear arsenal. He's also cutting off the funds for the Democrat street protests. Democrats got a cut of this. That is why they allowed those tankers to roll. Here's John Kirby, the spokesperson for Joe Biden, admitting Iran is in league with the Democrats, even funding their street protests with the very money that is generated from these tankers that Trump is now going to war with.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not believe that all the protest activity out there on a daily
Okay, basis. So you're receiving Democrats' violent street protest and anti-Semitic, I might add, street protest activities funded by Iran. But, you know, as long as it's some of it, not all of it. No, that's illegal. How do we not even have arrests here? So what Trump is doing is cutting off the money. See, when you try to kill a guy and his staff, it gets his attention. I can't think of a more real national security threat. So he blew up the Iranian centrifuges, and now he's stopping the oil trade to keep them from rebuilding them. What part of this do we not understand? Why is this difficult? Now, I will say, even Fox News is struggling to understand, why is he doing this, Martha? I don't know. Let's have another stupid neocon on who doesn't get it, who wants to go to war in Ukraine, but not here, not for this country. He's keeping them from rebuilding the nukes. And he's trying to stay alive. And he's trying to keep his staff alive because they will be hunted like dogs on our own soil if he lets these tankers go through. That's why. So don't send me a stupid text. Well, our founders, they didn't want foreign involvement. It ain't foreign involvement when they come on our soil and they try to kill you. We have 3 of them in custody. We got 2 trials. Get ready to go. One of them tried to hire a cartel assassin to kill Trump and his circle. Like, I don't know how much. You think our founders would have been like, yeah, we're cool with it. No, they would have done this in our hemisphere. By the way, do you realize that China is now refining 30% of Venezuela's oil? Do you realize that? That oil in the tanker. So that got Trump's attention too. And then when you have the election fraud and election interference by China, you know, where we caught them, you know, sending the absentee ballots through the airports, that's an attack on our, what do we call it? Democracy? It's not a democracy, but that's what they call it. So what is this? China and Venezuela coming together with Iran to, one, try to kill Republicans, not Democrats, though, never Democrats, on our soil with this money. And Trump's like, you can't have the money. Can't have it. You guys aren't doing business anymore. You and Iran. That's not happening. Makes total sense to me. I'm an isolationist. You know me. You hear me every day. I don't want to fight in Ukraine. I don't want to give those people any money. But I want to do this. I'm tired of people trying to kill my representatives on my own soil. It gets old. And by the way, that guy I just played again, Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, he's not even our friend. And he's admitting that Iran is using this money that Joe Biden freed up to, one, help them. And by the way, to help them, you know, get there. They almost were there to nukes with the Democrats' help. By the way, keep in mind, those 2 precious dead Navy SEALs at the bottom of the ocean, they were killed by the Houthis. Again, funded by Iran and Joe Biden with that tranche of money. Got to stop it. Can't, no more. No more. This is an actual protection of our hemisphere and our country.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Donald Trump has gotten a lot of things right, but one thing he keeps getting wrong is he hires people who hate him and hate us as his chief of staff. I don't think he's actually ever had a chief of staff who likes him or us. And Susie Wiles is obviously determined to carry on that tradition. Now, she put out a statement, his chief of staff, saying, well, I mean, I didn't mean to diss the entire Trump administration. I was taken out of context. Really, honey? Across the 11 interviews? You weren't taken out of context. In the way you know she's lying, and she is lying. That devastating interview that she did is because she hasn't denied a single quote. I said, oh, there's more context. No, there's not really any context for the thing she said, honey. She's got, I don't know, what, 6 weeks left, maybe? I can't keep her. If she would say this stuff on the record, what is she saying off the record? It's bad, whatever it is. So some folks on our side, I know, are trying to do the, oh, she was betrayed. She wasn't betrayed. She betrayed Trump. And I'm not surprised. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, had formerly employed her, and she betrayed him exactly the same way, ran behind his back to the media. So DeSantis, despite all of the acrimony with Trump, called him up and said, don't hire this woman. She will betray you. She is dangerous. She is a bad person. And Trump hired her anyway. Now, the irony here about Susie Wells, before I completely take this woman to the woodshed, she's done a good job in terms of the nuts and bolts. Broke overnight from U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, 271,000 fewer Democrats work for the federal government. 271,000 bureaucrats fired by Donald Trump. The only president in my lifetime to say he's going to reduce the size of government, like actually do it. By the way, have you noticed one iota of difference in your life? No, they were freeloaders. I'm glad they're gone. Let's get another 271,000 before he leaves. Our grandkids don't need to be debt slaves to these people. Incredible numbers in the Bureau of Labor Statistics report. Number of native-born Americans employed is up more than 2.6 million over just the last year since Trump took office. 2.6 million. While the number of foreign-born workers is declining, they're not only not getting jobs, it's going down. It's fallen by 21,000. What a difference that is from Joe Biden, where foreign-born workers took 46% of the jobs and Americans got 54. And by the way, that was going down. Foreign-born employment was growing at a faster percentage rate, around 25% versus 6% for native-born. So folks, we were headed toward becoming second-class citizens in our own country. That was the goal of the Democrats. Trump has stopped it. He's reversing it. You got to give him patience. So, I mean, I've got to give Susie Wells her due in terms of what she did, or at least didn't get in the way of. I use it past tense because she's done. This is her, you're going to see a book deal from her soon. I guarantee you. I mean, I don't know about it, but you are. She's getting ready to sell the book. And she's going to have some kind of commentary gig probably ahead of the 26th election, in which she will spend her days trashing Republicans and Trump. And she's just cleaning her plate for that. She's a bad person. Ron DeSantis was correct about that. She's an evil snake. You can tell looking at her face. She was an effective one, though. She did do a good job for Trump. This is a total betrayal, and she has to go. The stuff she said, folks, if you look tactically at what she did here, she did a couple of different things. She protected the deep state. You've already got the attorneys for James Comey and Letitia James saying, see, she said it was retribution. No, it's just retribution. In fact, Abby Lowell, Letitia James' attorney, is already saying, hey, we're going to use this in court. They should. She's going to end up, she's going to end up testifying for Letitia James and James Comey because she's going to get called in. It may make it impossible to get the deep state. She was protecting the deep state. This is disgusting. Sick. She knows she's surprised. She's not a dumb woman, by the way. She also leveled a very well thought out blow against J.D. Vance. Not the way she called him a conspiracy theorist just to make fun of him. But she also pointed out, oh, you know, yeah, she was asked, well, didn't J.D. Vance used to not like Trump? Yeah, he just changed sides for political expediency. Do you know how many times the Democrats will use that in a campaign to keep our voters home when he runs? She knows that. She's trying to do the maximal level of damage that she can to the Trump agenda. It is critical that J.D. Vance win, or somebody. She's trying to take him out. Why? She's trying to plant doubt in the minds of the most critical of Trump voters. And these are the people who vote once every 15, once every 20 years. They live, they're blue collar. They live in rural areas, far flung. They only come out for Trump. They don't care about anybody else. It does not translate to Republicans in the midterms. And Susie Wells clearly spent a lot of time thinking about how can I get them to stay home? This will be resurrected by the Democrats to keep them safe. By the way, a lot of them were Democrats last time they voted. They only vote for Trump. And she wants to make sure they don't vote for J.D. Vance. That's what she's doing when she slams him. the way that she did. I mean, that was brutal. Saying Trump has an alcoholic's personality. J.D. Vance has been a conspiracy theorist for a decade, and his conversion from Trump critic to ally was based not on principle, but was sort of political because he was running for the Senate. There's a reason she picked these things. Elon Musk is an avowed ketamine user and an odd duck whose actions were not always rational. This is an interview for a gig. I just don't know if it's CNN or MSNBC yet. I don't know if she's getting hundreds of thousands or millions. Russ Vogt, the finest budget director we have ever had, under whom all these cuts were done, is a, quote, right-wing absolute zealot. Pam Bondi completely whiffed the handling of the Epstein files. That's actually true, but you don't say it. Not if you're Trump's chief of staff and it's on your watch. The way she described what Pam Bondi did, it makes it sound like Bondi is protecting Trump. By the way, Susie Wiles comes out and says, oh, Trump's in the Epstein documents. Now, that'll take on a life of its own over the next couple of days. And the second part of what she said, but he didn't do anything wrong, that's going to get left out. She knows this. She said she urged Trump not to pardon the most violent rioters from January 6th, which he did anyway. They weren't really violent. She tried to get him to delay his major tariffs because of a huge disagreement among his advisors. Right there, she's trying to undo everything he's done in recent weeks where he's been pointing out to the Supreme Court, hey, this is going to be devastating if you reverse these tariffs. She's practically begging the Supreme Court to take away the most powerful tool that he has for getting investment in the United States of America. She is undoing the Trump administration brick by brick. And that's, I would expect nothing less from a person who came into politics out of the Bush cabal. She said the administration needs to look harder at deportation to prevent further mistakes. So this is an admission. Yeah, deportations are bad. They're wrong. No, they're not. They're going great. This was very calculated to do the maximal amount of damage, not just to Trump personally, but to his agenda and our ability to get that all important next term and our ability to retain our majority in the midterm. She needs to go. If you'd say this on the record, I can't imagine what she's been saying in the media off the record. What a nasty piece of work. Trump got one thing right, hiring Susie Wiles. She's highly effective. Or at least the Trump administration was highly effective despite her. I'm not sure which this morning, reading this disaster that is this interview. No, she's not a victim. She has not designated a single quote that is inaccurate. Just said it was out of context. When you read this, it doesn't matter what the context is. If you said it, it's an absolute betrayal. And I would expect nothing less from a veteran of Bush Inc. To his credit, Ron DeSantis tried to warn Trump. He said, she betrayed me. She went to the media behind my back. She said nasty things. This is her pattern. This is what she just did to Trump. Now, look, folks, why does Trump hire these people? You almost got to be a snake to survive in Washington, be able to operate in this environment, get stuff done. You really do. To have that skill set, you're probably at least low-level psychopathic. I'm serious. But Trump does keep hiring people who hate him, hate us, and want to stop our agenda. I want to go over this one, right? There is a specific reason she said each one of these things. She's not just talking. Like, for instance, when she tells Vanity Fair, oh, Trump promised to end all retribution at the end of 90 days. One of the things that his supporters are most upset about him for is not notching any deep state wins of any kind, really. No convictions, no trials even. So when she says, oh, he made me a 90-day promise, he'd just do the retribution for 90 days and then he'll let them all go. She's trying to tamp down turnout in the midterms so we lose control of Congress. She's trying to break our will and hurt us going into 28. That's why she selected that specifically. There are reasons she said each thing. I'm going to lay it out as we go.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.